USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A setback for folks living near a petrochemical fire in the Houston area that's been burning since Sunday.
The city of Deer Park has announced it's under a shelter in place.
Harris County Judge Lina Hidalgo saying the officials with Intercontinental Terminals issued the order just a few hours ago for that entire city because there's been a detection of elevated benzene levels in the air nearby. A Texas National Guard chemical surveillance team has been called in to keep a close watch on the situation. President Trump's to sign an executive order shortly aimed at promoting free speech on campuses after previously threatening to withhold federal research grants to some colleges and universities. Many conservatives have complained for some time that free speech rights, especially when it comes to their side of the equation, are often stifled on America's campuses. And this is USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
After Boeing 737 MAX aircraft were grounded because of two crashes involving that type of plane in less than 5 months, the CEO of Boeing said earlier this week,
"Safety is at the core of who we are at Boeing, and ensuring safe and reliable travel on our airplanes is an enduring value and our absolute commitment to everyone."
Now comes word the FBI is joining in the investigation of the certification process for that type of plane. Reports are the Bureau is assisting the Department of Transportation in examining how that airliner was approved by federal regulators. Less than a week since the deadly terrorist attacks on two mosques in her nation, New Zealand's Prime Minister says the country is banning military-style semi-automatic rifles and assault rifles. Authorities say a flaming fireball seen in the sky above L.A. last night was not aliens nor a meteor, but rather some precision skydivers doing a photo shoot. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Another two-day Fed policy meeting ends yesterday, and here's the story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Federal Reserve decided to leave interest rates unchanged and suggested there will be no more rate hikes this year. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says it's not because of a dire outlook on the economy.
The limited data that we have do show a slowdown. On the other hand, as I mentioned, we see the underlying economic fundamentals for growth this year as still very positive.
Exercise bike company Peloton is now being sued for allegedly stealing songs for their workout videos. For years, Peloton has been using songs from artists from Lady Gaga to Drake, Justin Timberlake, and many more. A group of music publishers now banding together to file a $150 million copyright infringement lawsuit against the exercise bike maker. The CEO of the National Music Publishers Association says Peloton has built its business without giving artists and songwriters their fair compensation. And Jimmy Carter now has the distinction of being the longest living president in U.S. history at 94 years, 172 days, surpassing George H.W. Bush's age when he passed away last November. The former president's human rights and anti-poverty organization, the Carter Center, says they are rooting him on to continue. Carter and his wife, Rosalind, lead an active lifestyle and still work with Habitat for Humanity. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.